Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Emotional Eating and Food Addiction. This hypnotic download session is the concluding part of the unique weight loss program from hypnosisdownloads.com and follows on from Stop TV Eating. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. You'll need to be sitting or lying down someplace comfortable and relaxing, and you may like to dim the lights. If you've experienced the control comfort eating hypnotic download session, then you'll know that emotional hunger is different from physical hunger. However, physical hunger and emotional hunger can feel very much the same until you really learn how to spot the difference effectively. You need to be excellent at distinguishing between physical and emotional hunger. And of course, it's vital to understand that emotional hunger cannot ever truly be satisfied by food. Emotional hunger can only be satisfied by firstly ascertaining what it is that you truly need, and secondly, by meeting that real need. You have needs for comfort, security, friendship, meaning in your life, and so forth. It's when those needs are mixed up with a need for nutrition and physical sustenance in the form of food that eating becomes emotional. All the wires get crossed. So a person who is angry or disappointed or anxious may resort to eating rather than to setting about resolving what it is that is making them so angry or disappointed or anxious. This is like trying to fix a leaking pipe by painting the house. This pattern of eating in response to your emotions rather than when your body truly needs to eat can become addictive, like any repeating pattern. If you do something over and over, it can start to feel right even though it's very wrong. By learning to recognize the difference between emotional promptings and real healthy hunger pangs, you can begin to lose weight instantly and start to have the physical shape in life that nature intended for you. You may have started using different foods to calm you down or to give you a much-needed break. And now you can remember there are real, fast-acting skills you can use to calm you down, which don't involve piling on unnecessary fat. And of course, you're entitled to take a break without overburdening your stomach and digestive system. And when you eat, you can eat slowly and mindfully. Being aware of eating and really thinking about the act of eating will mean you'll eat more of the right things and less of the wrong things. Mindful eating will also give your stomach the chance it needs to let your brain know that you've had enough to eat. Remember, you need to eat evenly throughout the day. If you starve yourself, you'll suffer real cravings as your blood sugar levels take a dip. Regular intakes of healthy protein-based foods will eliminate physical cravings and keep you stocked up in the right way. Now, emotional hunger pangs and true physical hunger pangs differ in important and recognizable ways. Firstly, healthy physical hunger, if you've been eating regularly and healthily, has a slow and gradual build-up to it. Emotional hunger, on the other hand, pounces on you suddenly and quickly. Maybe you've had a row with someone, maybe you find yourself feeling lonely, or maybe something reminds you of something sad, and you have got into the trap of reaching for something to fill the space. Real hunger starts as a gentle prodding, a gentle reminder that your body needs fueling. If you just ignore your body's real promptings for food for long enough, it's possible that you'll start to feel emotional because of chemical imbalances, which true physical hunger brings on. This is where many people become confused. Fake emotional hunger starts suddenly when you begin to feel a particular emotion. When you've got into the habit of recognizing a particular emotion and then doing something about it, then you'll automatically begin to have a slimmer and trimmer shape to your body. The great news is that relaxing often to these hypnotic downloads can greatly help reduce strain and stress in your life, meaning that you'll feel more emotionally balanced anyway. However, during the coming moments, you can just start to become very good at catering for the real demands of your body and catering for the real demands of your emotional life and keeping the two separate. Okay, so now just close your eyes, if you still have them open, and just focus on a colour in your mind. Could be blue or orange or something else. It really doesn't matter what the colour is. That's it. And notice how that colour can begin to morph within the imaginative part of your brain into a very gentle, relaxed, even beautiful object. Just staring at it in your mind's eye lets you begin to feel so much more relaxed. That object may be a tree or a clear, fresh pool of water or something else entirely, such as a jewel. Just notice that now as you breathe deep rest and comfort all around your mind and body. That's good. And the real expert on you is you. And you're going to become so good at knowing, really instinctively knowing, what you really need in a situation to relax and calm yourself rapidly and quickly is the best way to go after any emotional arousal. You're relaxed deeper when you extend your breath out and relax deeply. Think of typical times right now when you become more emotional than you'd really like. And in the past, you would have resorted to trying to fill that emotion with food, like trying to change the wheels on the car when it really needs to be filled with fuel. Okay, now notice what it's like just to imagine an emotional time, but to respond differently and so much more constructively than just piling on the pounds. Let your unconscious mind just allow you to experience responding effectively and quickly and above all healthily to some typical old emotional time. That's it. And now I'm going to ask you to see, in your mind, some of the very real emotional needs you have in life, and the real things that you need to get into your life to really fulfill them. It may be a new job, or a partner, or more friends, or more exercise, or more sleep. Just notice what words come to mind when you ask yourself what you really need? That's it. Because the clearer you become about what you need, the easier it's going to be to fulfill those needs effectively in your future. Now, I'm going to ask you to take a little wander in your mind along a pathway, and be sure to notice glimpses of the scenery around you. And each step along this pathway is going to represent a month of real time. And as you start to move along this pathway right now, just notice feeling more and more content and relaxed and upbeat, because as you move out into the future, noticing colours and shapes and sounds and the air around you along this path, notice also how much lighter and trimmer and more balanced in every way you feel. So take your time treading along this pathway now, with each step being a month of real time, feeling better and better. Excellent. And in a few moments, notice a mirror. Maybe on a tree, or just in the air, floating with such lightness. That's it. Notice the size of the mirror and its frame as you approach it. And in a couple of moments, you're going to notice seeing yourself looking so stylishly slim and trim and buff and sleek. It's going to be a pleasure to see yourself now, from the future. And really do that now, like seeing the you in the future, looking at the you in the past, which is now, with such kindly encouragement and knowing positivity. Take a look right now, as another part of you just relaxes so much deeper. And on the count of three, you're going to find you can step through and into this mirror and really experience life from the future on the other side of the mirror, noticing the changes you've made and all the things you now do differently in your life from the future, which may be weeks or months, and one and two. And three, just stepping through into this mirror. That's it. And just notice being in your new, real-shaped body. Notice moving around, maybe walking down the street, and doing things in ways you just didn't know you could before. That's good. And spend a little while again here in the future, reflecting on how you got here and the changes you made in all kinds of ways in your life. Like looking back from the future. That's good. And now, just take a little while to sit and relax in your real and new shape from the future. And get the sense of all those old, useless, self-defeating, junky emotions and tensions and unnecessary doubts just drifting out of you like a grey mist that just evaporates as it drifts out of you, leaving you feeling exotically light and full of beautiful well-being and excited optimism about the future. Excellent. And with this sense of relaxed well-being and comfort, you can just begin to drift back to the room again. That's it. Feeling so good and comfortable. Just taking your time and just start to reorientate back to the room, feeling wide awake and alert, and open your eyes right now. Good. You've now completed the full weight loss program from hypnosisdownloads.com. Remember to revisit all these downloads often, because repeated rests let your unconscious mind learn quicker and make the learning stick. And do check out other downloads we have available from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Feel Attractive Now and Overcome Insecurity. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.